Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 23rd. The grains closed lower with December corn down a quarter of a cent, closing at 366 and a half. December wheat down 3/4, closing at 404 and 3/4. And November beans down 21 and a half cents, closing at 955. Crude oil is down almost $2 a barrel here. That put the pressure on the bean oil, which had been so strong. Obviously, we had some harvest pressure in here, sending these beans lower. Part of the problem in the beans is that the yields just look huge out here. One report I had today had a fair amount of acres being cut in the Midwest at well over 82 bushels per acre. And according to this report, the yield monitor went over 100 several times. Now, I think that's obviously not the rule out here. It's the exception. But I think it does point to how good these crops are. A lot of high 60s, low 70s, and plenty of 80 bushel yields out there as well. So, you know, we're fighting the bearish notes in the beans as the funds are still long. The crop's bigger than I think most people would think it's going to be. But on the other hand, we've got good demand out here. But in the short run, when we don't see any Chinese business here, like we didn't have any announcements today, the market is vulnerable to selling off with these funds as long as they are. The corn market came back, closed about 3 cents off its lows, only a quarter cent lower. Considering the crude oil was down almost $2 a barrel, I don't think that was bad action. The corn, are we going to have a 174 yield? In my opinion, we're under that, but not that far under it. I think the people that are at 170 and 169 are too low. I think we're probably at 171, 172 in that range, but it's still an awful lot of grain. So between the amount of beans coming in the next 3 to 4 weeks and the amount of corn, despite some friendly inputs out here, I think we're going to be fighting just the sheer weight of this harvest, and we can certainly push lower maybe until the report or, you know, in the first 2 weeks of October. After the report, maybe we can see a rally out here. But I think for the time being, the bigger yields are trumping any of the demand stories out here. Now, the corn, this feedlot in Canada that closed, that put some big pressure on the cattle early. We were down $4 or $5 and the feeders came back, closed higher in the November feeders. But the fact that that feedlot's closing is telling us that some of the demand for corn and meal may be down, and that's put some pressure on the meal market as well out here. In addition, the Chinese story about them not wanting any DDGs put some pressure on the meal, and it should have put more pressure on the corn. Was this another Chinese rumor designed to buy corn on a break? I don't know. I find it hard to believe that they're not going to take DDGs, but we'll see. So we're kind of stuck where we've been. There's some bullish factors out there. There's some bearish factors. But so far, the sheer size of the potential harvest seems to be weighing on these grains out here. And like I said, I think for the next several weeks, we're going to be looking at some lower prices. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good weekend.